Did I say about my mum the other day? She lost her purse. I told you this?
No.
Yeah.
She's told me, but...
Money, cards, everything in there. It's horrible when that happens.
It's comforting us for ages. Normally me...
Stop it. Please. Stop that. Anyway, she lost her purse.
She was all right, though, wasn't
she? I'm not...
The smile was back after a while.
I don't want to continue this if you're going to keep doing
it. Okay, sorry. Go
right.
on.
So the purse had, like, money and cards and stuff, right? And she thought, well, that's gone, as you do.
My picture.
Yeah. Then it was found, and the person tracked her down and gave her back the wallet. That doesn't happen, does it?
No.
How weird.
Not since the 1950s.
I don't know how they tracked her down.
Wow.
A phone book or something, but gave it back to her. She's now got the purse back with all the money and the cards still in it.
Brilliant.
Do you think that's a one-off?
Yes.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I'd quite like to test this out this afternoon. I'm going to drop... I think one of us should go out, drop my wallet in the street, and
right.
see...
That's a surprise, it's empty.
It's not... it's not actually my wallet, it's one I purchased earlier, because I had this idea.
Okay.
Now, I think we should all put some money into it, right? I'm going to put a fiver in. What are you going to put in, Chopper?
I'll put in...
I've got some coins as well.
I think I might only have coins.
Oh, whatever. The one that doesn't speak... Generosity has put in a fiver. Laura, what are you adding?
I've got some Haribo sweets.
No, we can't put
Haribo
in.
That's 15p.
15p.
Well, you've got to make it look authentic. You've got to make it look
authentic. No, don't. We can't put your credit card in there, one that doesn't speak.
Do you want to make it look authentic or not? You'd have a bit of change. You wouldn't just have a load of notes.
Yeah, but I want it to be a proper experiment where there's going to be something in there worth having. Yes?
Tell you what, I've got 2 QuickTan cards, so I'll put one of them in.
Yeah, that makes it authentic.
Is that amazing place that you go to in New York where you come back really orange?
Yep.
Wow, okay, yeah, put that in, because you'd want that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Now, I've written the phone number of the actual studio in the wallet, okay?
Okay.
If found, please return to Scott and the phone number, all right?
Okay.
And then, one of us is going to, who can do this? Chopper, do you think? I think Chopper should do it. Go outside and just casually drop the wallet down on the floor.
Okay.
All right, we'll do it after half four.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Where are you, Chopper?
I'm outside Radio 1.
Okay. Don't tell me exactly where you are, please, because that could be bad. Actually, someone in Southend on the text says they quite happily come all the way to Radio 1 just to get my phone number, £15, and a quick tan card. So, that's nice. Right,
so... Oh, hang on. Do you want me to move somewhere that isn't just outside Radio 1?
Yeah, I really would,
I'm just stood on the ramp outside Radio 1.
No, that's rubbish.
Okay. I tell you what, I did think that I could maybe just go round the corner to where the Babe Station offices are and drop it outside there, and then we'll get one of Babe Station hopefully ringing in.
I forgot they were next door.
Is that be a good idea or not?
No. Right, so I have purchased a wallet earlier. What's in it now?
It's got in some money, what's it got in, about £10, 15 pence, a Haribo sweet, and has the QuickTan card gone in? I don't know. No, the QuickTan card hasn't gone in, actually.
Hmm.
So, £15, and a Haribo sweet.
Okay, cool. Right, this is just...
And the number of the studio.
Yeah, we've got our phone number in there. Which will ring if someone decides to be honest and say, hello, I've got your wallet, okay? It says, please return to Scott, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then the studio phone number.
Yeah.
Just to test out how honest people are. So I'd like you to subtly drop the wallet, okay?
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right? So just maybe just walk along and then just, drop the wallet, okay?
I've done it.
Have you?
Well, you told me to do it subtly, so I've done it as subtly as I possibly could.
Is there anyone around at the moment?
My middle name.
Is there anyone around?
Yeah, I'm on a very busy street, down the corner.
Okay. Right, come back and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, what's your name? Graham, and you found my wallet. Right, where did you find it? Wow. That's brilliant. Okay, well, I work at Radio 1, just around the corner. So, if I send my glamorous assistant, Laura, upstairs, is that all right?
Brilliant.
No, she's just going to pop up now. That's brilliant. Thanks very much. Bye. How good is that?
Long.
That is amazing.
Wow.
What a nice man. This is Radio 1. We got the wallet back. Come on.
Can you check the money still in there, please? You're not very trustworthy, are you? Yeah, the money is all still in there. Oh, you could... That Haribo sweet was his reward.
What we did earlier, just to see how honest people are, is got Chappers to drop a wallet with £10 and 15p and a Haribo sweet in it to see how honest people are. It took 3 minutes for the studio phone to ring. What a nice man. Graham has returned the wallet.
There's actually more money than that in there, because I didn't see this secret pocket with some euros in.
Yeah. that I donated those. Should we do it again?
Yeah.
Shall we? Mm. Shall we put some more money in this time?
Okay.
For £10, 15p, 3 minutes, that's all it takes for the phone to ring. What about if we put some more money in? Yeah?
Get it out then.
Come on. If you'd like to go to the cash point and get some money out.
I can't, because I've got to do the 5 o'clock sport.
Okay, well, Laura?
Yeah?
If you can go and get some money out...
Can I write a cheque?
No.
How much? To whoever finds this wallet.
How much do you think that we should put in this time?
50 quid.
50 quid?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Right, give us your bank card.
Because you are kidding me. Go on away.
Right, 50 quid. Let's see if the wallet gets returned and the studio line rings. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Laura?
Yes.
Where are you now?
I'm just outside Radio 1.
Okay. Have you got my bank card?
Yes.
And you've got my PIN number?
Yeah, I've just popped your bank card in the machine.
Okay. If you could not read out the PIN, that'd be brilliant.
What's the PIN?
Don't.
Do you want me to display your balance?
No, yes. I do not.
Yeah, display the balance.
No, please don't.
Display the balance.
No, don't.
Go on, display the balance.
No, it won't let me.
Good. That's a lie. Of course it will.
He won't let me.
Well, all right, we'll get a receipt.
No!
For a withdrawal, and it'll have the balance on there.
No, don't.
Bring it back.
Just get out 50 quid, right?
Done it.
Okay.
It's not going to send you overdrawn, is it?
It might do, actually.
Wouldn't that be embarrassing if it rejected you?
It's happened, believe me. Okay, so...
Get a receipt.
Don't get a receipt. Just walk along the road a bit. Maybe go onto a side road or something this time.
I think if people are saying that it's too close to Radio 1, we should send her on the tube for an hour.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, just keep her out.
Yeah. Send her to Hackney or something.
That's miles away.
Okay. Right. You need to discreetly drop the wallet.
What, do you want to do it now?
Yeah.
Okay. I just did it.
Laura...
Yeah.
When you've dropped the wallet...
Yeah.
Have you left his cash card in the wallet? Or have you...
Oh.
That's fine. Keep going.
No, it's in my back pocket.
Oh. You really are disappointing me.
Right. Have you dropped it?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Come back. We'll see what happens. We'll see if the phone rings. You're listening to the best of Mills from unofficialmills.co.uk.
The Scott Mills fan site. Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, I just found your wallet. That's Scott, right? I found your wallet outside Pratt on Cavendish Street.
Yeah. Wow. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks so much.
Sure.
What's your name?
It's Nadia.
Okay, Nadia. I'm sending someone up to come and get the wallet, all right?
Do I get to keep the cash?
No, the sweet.
you can keep the Haribo sweet in it, right? Thanks so much for being so honest.
Sure. This
is Radio 1.
Hi.
Right, what's your problem now?
Well, you had about 30 seconds to get the wallet, and you didn't show up, so I've decided to keep it.
I'm on air.
Yeah, but I formed an attachment to it now.
Right, so you're holding my wallet to ransom now.
Well, how much do you like the wallet?
I really like it.
Well, then what are you going to give me to get it back?
Well, hang on, there's
a sweet in there. What
you said? You said that you rang me and said, hello,
so
I've got your wallet.
Your favourite wallet is worth a sweet to you. That's it, like one Haribo. I'll give you a packet of sweets to keep the wallet.
Why are you going back on your decision?
Because because my honesty is sort of, you know,
that's
it was
gone.
Only for a few seconds, yeah.
Right, so now you want to keep my wallet.
I want to keep your wallet because it's a really nice wallet.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm just off New Cavendish Street. Are you going to send the police?
Actually, yes.
I'll give you a shot, couldn't it?
I don't think that there's any ID in there, so you can't prove it anyway.
Oh my God, you really are dishonest.
We can't prove it. We've got evidence.
Well, I think the honesty sticks because I did ring you first up. So if you can say I'm an honest person who then formed an attachment to something that I found.
What are you on about?
I'm just labelling my behaviour.
To be honest, I wouldn't even go and meet her to get the wallet back.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think she's a bit cuckoo.
Did you say I'm cuckoo?
No. Right, we are sending someone to get the wallet back.
Are you playing hardball now?
I am.
You are?
You wouldn't like it when he gets angry.
No.
Oh, really?
He's a scary man.
He's a very big, tough man.
Well, I think I'm just going to leave now because no one's shown up to get the wallet.
Oh, my God! Are you joking?
No.
So you're now going to run off my wallet just because we haven't sent someone up?
Basically.
But Laura's on her way.
Laura decided that she wanted a chocolate from Pret instead.
Hey.
Right.
Hang on a second.
Okay, there's now a motorist honking, saying to give the wallet back.
Is Laura in cahoots with you on this?
But I think there's another motorist who's offering to be my getaway car. So, I don't know, London's a bit divided.
Does Laura put you up to this?
Laura didn't put me up to it. Laura's having her right. Chocolate that I bought for her.
Right, you just wait there. I'm coming around to sort this out.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So we got this wallet, we put 50 quid in it, and then dropped it on the street to see how honest people were. Somebody phoned up within about a minute, the studio number that was in the wallet, saying they'd found it, and then she went back on her word and decided she was going to keep it. And because it is 50 quid of Scott's own money, I've never seen him run out of the studio so fast. Where are you?
Right, I've just arrived.
Right.
On the
street that she said she was on.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, I found her. Now please give my wallet back. I'm here in person now.
I don't know if you're Scott.
I am Scott.
This is my ID.
I haven't got any ID on me.
You could be any guy, listen to the radio.
She's actually hiding it behind us. Can I see?
I'm gonna scream and say some guy's gonna steal my wallet on the street.
No, don't. You're not gonna scream and say some guy's trying to steal my wallet. No, just give me my wallet back.
I'm on your spot.
I am Scott.
It doesn't say so anywhere.
Oh.
Have you not got your security pass with you?
Have I got my pass with me?
I've got your cash card here if you want to come back and get that.
She won't. She's not. She's going. Come back.
Are you going to...
She's actually running along the road.
Are you going to...
It's not like you're chasing me.
I am chasing you.
Can I just get this right, then? Halfway through your show, when you're meant to be in a studio on Radio 1...
I'm losing her.
You're losing her?
She's running on the other side of the road.
You're chasing after a girl... Has she actually done a... Has she left you for dead?
She's done a runner.
Scott, you've got a trainer and everything now. You should be quick. You should be able to keep up with her.
She weaved in and out of cars and then... She's gone. She's actually nicked my money.
She can't have done.
She has done. She has run off.
Do you feel like you're in an episode of The Bill at the moment?
She said that if I didn't stop chasing her, she's going to shout out really loud, "This man's trying to steal my wallet."
Are you going to come back?
Yeah. I can't believe this.
Come back.
I really thought if I'd come to see her, but if she would have...
Can't believe she's left you for dead and run away. He's not sure.